Okay, morning. Ramanesh, I apologize about yesterday. Whatever we had later reception here, whatever. We'll try and keep you. I didn't notice. I just don't, you know, just at the end. We'll try and keep you up to date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
But so yesterday we spoke about a very difficult subject. It requires, it has to cut out time and think about this in processes, not a simple sugya. If you set aside specific time, whenever that is, to think about this sugya of Tzara Shechina, it, first of all, it's MS, but second of all, it helps a lot. The odd model is there to get into that empathetic type of relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the avoider, and it's, you have to put aside the philosophical questions. The philosophical questions don't help, they just get in the way. The nice evolution of it, if you do it, you'll see, you'll get in touch with it. You'll start seeing the I don't know, I haven't heard anything. I spoke to people about it, I never got anything, never got any clear hadrocha how you do this, and I went to work on it, and I think that's the way to deal with it. Okay. So what comes out of everything we've been saying up to now? I think this is towards the end of this chapter. Yeah. Haklal oile midvarein hu she'af al pi, she'al pi ha'imuna ha'yosoidis va'basisis anachnu shlichim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam hazeh. The basic yosod of imuna is that we, first of all, are shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. We come here to do his mission, whatever better word you want to use, mission, shlichus, agency, whatever. Lo mashane. Ve'ein lecha chov b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shliach ha'mishtaleach v'noisei nafshei b'shlichusei. There's nothing more precious in Hashem's eyes than somebody who's meisei nefesh to fulfill his mission b'ne'emonos. Ne'emonos, to fill it k'roi, fittingly, to do it properly. Ze mafteach godel la'avin la'gia la'shkofen achoyne she'tisai lanu b'kol tzad b'shol b'chayin. This is a key. It's a key. A big key, he says. Mafteach godel. To understand and to come to the correct approach, the correct world outlook that will help a person in every step that he takes in his life. He gam tisai lanu l'kadem b'nesiv ha'yusurim shebo aleinu la'vo. It will also help you to go along this path of Yusurim that everybody goes through. The same way as nobody gets out of this place alive, nobody gets out of this place without Yusurim. And if you do go through this place without Yusurim, then you really have to be one. That's the biggest Yusurim there is. Gemara says if you didn't have Yusurim for 40 days, then you really have to be worried. That's the biggest Yusurim you can have, is you never got Yusurim, because it means Hashem's not interested in you anymore. Gemara says you didn't have Yusurim for, and we're not talking again, remember, the Yusurim don't have to be cataclysmic. Chazal tell us clearly, it's all share on its own. Chazal tell us clearly that Yusurim is as big as you thought you took three coins out of your pocket and you only took two. So you have to put your hand back in and take out another coin. What did you lost? You know, you had $50,000 in your pocket, you put your hand in and it wasn't there. They gam Yusurim. No, you thought you took out three shekels and you only took out two. You wanted to give the Oni that's in the base midrash three shekels. You put your hand, you thought you took out three and you only took out two. Gemara says that's Yusurim as well. You don't have to wait for volcanoes. That's come Yusurim. Nobody goes 40 days without Yusurim. If he does, that's the biggest Yusurim you can have. Zah Yusurim Achigado. So no one's going through this world without going through Yusurim. She'ara'ein lecha adam she'einu oive shah sevum Yusurim boila. There's nobody that goes through this world without times where he has suffering. V'amnam, b'seifa yosha, miyuchas l'remenu tam, the Sefer Yosha is a very lombish Sefer, in with Hilchos Sfeikus and all sorts of complex halachic sugyas. But the Hakdama, that Dama could have been written by, when you read that, you know, Rav Shimon Shkop was a Reinu Tam. Sorry, this is the Reinu Tam. I'm mixing up the Sefer Yosha with, sorry, forget what I just said. Licha. The Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Yosha is also a Rishon. No, the Rav Shimon Shkop has a Sefer called Sefer Yosha, which is a very longish Sefer, and we dealt with it earlier. We saw that Gomer, we learned a bit earlier, I don't remember. We saw the Dhamma there. He's talking about Rabbeinu Tam, yeah, sorry. That's it, the place of suffering. Kol shekein shamurim dvarim elu klapei doreinu, do ikfiz in the Mashiach. How much more so in this generation, do ikfiz in the Mashiach. That as we get closer and closer to Mashiach, it's going to get worse and worse. Reishi salenu ledat ki koecha mashalech b'shliach. First of all, remind yourself that whatever koeches Hashem has, you have in your shlichas, not in everything. Hashem didn't ask you to jump to the moon. You can't jump to the moon. Oh, but I have the same koeches Hashem. Hashem can jump to the moon, so I can jump to the moon. No, Hashem never asked you to jump to the moon. If Hashem asked you to jump to the moon, then you have the koech of Hashem to jump to the moon. Go jump. But in the areas that a kolish boch who gave you shlichas, you have a kolish, then you call yochel. The same as Hashem's call yochel, you call yochel. If Hashem gave us this test, you have the koichus of Hashem to withstand this nisoyin. It's a special job that you have. From the beginning of the world until the end of the world, nobody could ever have done this mission that you've been given now. No one. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do what I was asked to do now. No, only me. And it's a big compliment, by the way. Because Hashem's asking you to do this thing. He's telling you, you can do it. And that's quite a compliment. The difficulties and struggles and battles we have, that's a compliment from Hashem. I trust you to do the job. Wow, you trust me to do it. Okay, fine, I'll do it. The Yaisa Mikach, Baladei Bitsua Shlicha Zu, Lo Yigea Oilem Al Tikunei. And the flip side of that is, if you don't do it, no one can. It means the world will never come to its Shlichas, its final Tikun. Umameila, Al Adam Lachshov, if a person has to think, not just now while I'm reading it, just take this away and go learn this of heart and think it a lot. Lulo Eiti Nimzaba Matzavze, Hayeli Yaita Toch. Person shouldn't think if I was in a better matzah, if I had this or if I had that or I didn't have this, I'd be in a better situation. My situation would be better. If only I had this, if only I had that, if only I had that, things would be better. Who was it? The Chofetz Chaim once asked somebody, how's everything? How are you doing? Whatever he said, could be better. Chofetz Chaim said, how do you know it could be better? If it could be better, it would be better. It couldn't be better. it's as best, this is as good as it gets. Hashem designed this. Shai Adam Nivra Yechidi. Hashem told us, and we know, that we were created Yechidi. Kodesh Baruch Hu created Adam Arishin Yechidi to teach us. Kol Yochid V'Yochid. U'b'l'aylam ha'prati shelo, zu ha'matzev ha'tov v'yoisavuro. In your world, this is the best possible thing for you. Kamo u'b'aylam hazeh einenu ele shlichim, ashe hufkede b'yadeinu shlichis miyuchedet. In this world, we are shlichim. We are Hashem's crack troops, the mighty warriors of Hashem. We are His hand-picked, chosen soldiers. And He gave us a special mission. We're not the boss of anything. The Yetzer Hara, you should try to be the boss of. But other than that, I'm here by the bite for. Lo al kaspeinu, not on my money. Lo al briyoteinu, v'lo yodeinu, not on my health. And not on my children. Of course, we have to do what we have to do. Because the Torah commands you to do what you have to do. That's part of the shlichus. The soldier has to look after his body. The soldier has to make proper ishtadlis in chinuch yiladim. This soldier has to make proper ishtadlis when it comes to panasa. For sure. But not because you're the boss. Not because your ishtadlis is doing anything. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the boss. He does everything. And you do what you have to do. Well, not because you're the balabite on this particular thing. It's not your money. Kol advarim alalu nitnu yibedainu kekeilim kudoinais bilvad kedei shal yodam noichel lebetzeis shikusol avoylam. Everything we have in this world, everything we were given, was deposited to us. That's all it is. It's a deposit in order that we will have what we need in order for the shlichus. But dafka keilim elu nitzachim lanu velo keilim acherim. This is dafka what you need and not other things. Yeah, but if I had that, you know what I could do? If I had this, and if I had $1 million, well, I could bring Mashiach, I'd build a better yeshiva, I could do this. Then I could just sit and learn. I wouldn't have to work. No, hey, if that's what Hashem wanted you to do, you can get your $1 million per year. You want $1 million because you want to learn more? Go daven. Would you think, you look at the world, Brazil often used to say this, you look at the world and you think you're right and you know what you need, go daven for it. And Hashem might turn around and say, I'd love to give you that, but I can't. Remember yesterday?
I used that on my phone. I saw it and I said it.
You mustn't say it.
No, I did.
No. They know whether you know it or not.
I thought about it.
There's a Yetzirah to say it to the kids.
It worked.
For sure it works, but you don't even have to say it. They know when you're saying no because you want to say no. They know. They've got, and they're not, they're in your head more than the Chinese, I promise you. They know more when you're saying no because you want to say no, or because you want to say yes, but you have to say no. We were talking about motorbikes yesterday.
Yeah.
So my son phones me from Yerushalayim. He's with his friend in Yerushalayim. He's on his way back. His friend borrowed a motorbike from his friend in Yerushalayim, a 250cc scrambler. So he's bringing it home. So I said, you're going to go on it? He said, I think, so. But if you buy me a tractor on, and he mukhan lolo. If I buy him a tractor on. Tractor on is like these beach buggy, off-road things. He wants his driving machine. If you buy me, I said, I would love to buy, I'd love nothing. If I bought a tractor on, I want one for myself. Why don't you settle for a tractor on? Buy one of these razor in, 250,000 shekel, one of these.
You buy one for yourself, I'll buy one of those.
Sorry?
You buy yourself an album, we'll get the ride together.
We'll settle the move. Okay. So I'm saying, why wouldn't I want to give you one? I'll buy a tractor on now. So now you've got me, because if I don't buy my tractor, I'm going to have a motorbike. You have to buy it. Anyway. He already worked it out. 16-year-old is already blackmailing. I said, you know what? You're Hashem's son. Go talk to Hashem. You want a tractor on? Go ask Hashem. If you want to give you one, I'll give you one. I didn't say to him, I didn't want to, but I do. I love nothing more than to. I'm not even tractor on. I want to buy one of these fancy razor and things, but if you're a driven one, I'll be cool. Well, we went up north, we went on a tractor on into whatever that is. Raised 250,000 shekels. Looks like a piece of, it looks like a fancy lawnmower.
It's a quad bike.
It's a quad bike, but these are the fancy ones, okay? 250,000 shekels. People got money to burn, whatever, but it was really smart. Oh, really good smart. No, I did it once. I mean, Lord Tzarech, I'm 60 years old. Nada, he's done. I did it once, it was a mistake. I mean, Lord Tzarech, I've got other work to do. I've got a big mifchan I've got to prepare. No, but I'm just saying, you're talking about motorbike yesterday. He didn't say, can I go to motorbike over my dead body? I've got a motorbike, mate. They already know what it's like. It's like, right. Why didn't I think of that with my father's self when I wanted a motorbike? Tafkideinu echad v'yochid. Our job is, we have one job. Levatelet ritzoneinu v'shifoseinu ha'ishim klaperotz nashem. Our job on a day-to-day basis is to take what I want and to set it aside and do what Hashem wants. That's my job. When you want what Hashem wants, that's gewaldic. then you've arrived. That area you mamash arrived. You want to go daven, and Hashem wants you to go daven. So you go daven. They want you to daven properly. Okay. So then you start fine tuning. But take my rots, and I want to do this, but Hashem wants me to do something else right now. Do what Hashem wants. That's the holy sign, no? Isn't that the day-to-day struggle we have? First of all, knowing what it is that Hashem wants. What is the rots on Hashem in this particular situation? And once you know that, to some point, thinking, I also have things I want to do. I'm also a person. Friar? Yeah, you're a friar. To do what Hashem wants.
The problem is because we want something else. We want also other tools.
So that's why you need Imunah and B'toch. You need to know that Hashem knows what he's doing. And whatever you've got, that's what you need. You think you need more, go daven. Once again, this doesn't offer davening. A person has to daven. A person has to daven, that's for sure. If you think you could do a better job, if you had other tools, daven for it. You're supposed to daven for it. For sure. We're not. Hashem told us you have to daven. Because you're not going to get it. Maybe you're supposed to get it. You didn't daven for it. You're not going to get it. Adam Arishon knew he needed rain. So he davened for rain. If he didn't daven for rain, he wouldn't have got the rain. But what do you mean? He can't do his mission without the rain. Hashem says, I know, that's why there's davening in the system. We spoke about davening at length. You have to daven. It doesn't preclude davening. You don't just sit back and say, well, I don't have to do, I'm just going by, don't do whatever I need to do. Yeah, but if I had $10 million, I really could do it. wants to daven. And then Hashem will either say yes or no. About you have to daven for what you want. You have a problem child, daven. No, Hashem wants to fix him up, Hashem will fix him up. No. You have to daven to Hashem and tell him, this is, I need this to be taken care of. Whatever you need to do, you've got a sick person in your house, it says, go ask the tzaddik to daven for you, whatever. Why? Hashem wants him to be sick. Why am I davening that he should be well? I'm doing the rotzon Hashem. No, Hashem said you have to daven. So that's also the rotzon Hashem. Look into the philosophy of why we do that. That's all share of davening, why we all daven. You daven because Hashem told you have to daven. It means you have to want it. Could be you're not wanted enough. You know that I once heard that from his pets. Could be the reason you're not getting it is because you're not wanted enough. So you have to know that it's all Hashem and Mikol Hashem and I have everything I need and I have to go want this thing. But why do you want it? That's the question. For your own good?
Yeah.
Or you want this tractor on because you want to have a nice time? Or you want the tractor on because you want to help keep it off the terrace? Why are you buying this thing? Find it. Yeah. So that's also avoiding tefillah. No, you have to dove it. So, as nagia la oilam shukulu toy venegala ki kol regel shel yusurim ha-medukta kachut ha-sara. Then we'll get to the eternal world, we'll get to Gan Eden where we all headed. That's where Hashem wants us to go. And you'll see that everything that happened was Bidyuk. Bidyuk measured perfect. And you'll say, thank you. And you'll say, why don't you give me more? The Galish Yusirim Zikako Tanu Vevio Tanu Al Tachli Seinu. We'll realize then, once we don't understand what we're saying now, but you know the words are true, that the Yusirim purified us and brought us to where we are ultimately in Gan Eden. Will recognize the unbelievable gift that the Yisurim had in this world was. Chofetz Chaim said that Yisurim is the music in Olam Haba. What did he mean? They wanted a chasana. And in Radin, there was a chasana. And for some reason, whatever, the band, the klezmer, whatever, couldn't make it. They didn't get there. So the Bochrim in the Yeshiva, they took some pots and pans and they banged and they made some music or whatever. It was terrible. It was horrible. So the Chofetz Chaim said to his son, he said, that's what Olam Haba without Yisurim would look like. Yisurim Olam Haba is the music in Olam Haba. It would add to the beauty and the taste of Olam Haba. I don't know, from here we don't see it. Down here we don't understand it. You have to get up there, but that's what he's saying. Then our mouths will be filled with laughter. Today you're not allowed to laugh with a full mouth. When a person understands, they'll be revealed what every moment of suffering and tzah and what it did and what it built and what it was necessary for. We'll be laughing. We wouldn't understand why were you so upset? Why were you kicking and screaming and having a tantrum? Because you didn't like the way it was going. We were bitter and angry because of the Yisurim. Why? It's only because of that we're now in this unbelievable, beautiful place in Gan Eden, and it's because of the Yisurim. So why was I kicking and screaming then? So that's the Nisoyim. That's what's the Nisoyim. If Yisurim was Geshmak, it would be Yisurim. You know, that's the Nisoyim. And everybody on our own level, we all, we struggle with it and battle with it and work with it. And there's a kasher. To drive the thoughts out of your head, she's a lot tough. Even if you don't understand it down here, but at least intellectually a person has to know, she's a tough. And then you struggle with this part of your body. And this is where most of us live, huh? We know that they're all good. And then the body's roaring. You can't not sleep at night because you have a problem because you're thinking the wrong thoughts. You thought the right thoughts. What it will be. And then you can't go to sleep. Why not? Because this part of your body here is a kochik, it's a butterfly, and whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. That's what it says in the Chovetz Halevav is that a person is chayv liftoch al Hashem, v'kol machshavoysov, v'kol evarov. How do you understand that? I never understood that shtickle Chavis Halavavas until one night. I'll tell you now what it means. I'll tell you now. Chavis Halavavas says you have a chiyuv to trust in Hashem with all your thoughts and all your limbs. Limbs?
What?
You have to trust Hashem in your head. Where else do you trust Hashem? No, in your body as well. I don't know what he meant. The one night I'm lying awake, worrying about whatever it is. And in my head, I know. Is it for Hashem? I call it Tovah and a chazad the Sefer. I had it all in my head, was clear. But the body has its own dynamic. The body was mamash, you're having a what they call chalisha sadas. because it takes a while for the body to kick in as well. That's the avoider. Okay, so that's where we are. We have to do the best we can. But at least be aware intellectually that I call it tova. Now we have a big kasha. Big kasha. We're going to Perek Hay. Me'oirer is shayla kashe. Now we have a very difficult kasha. Im kanan anu b'dvareinu, ki ha'yisurim ena matana nifla mimaroim. If we believe what we've just said, and we've internalized some of it, and we buy into this, that the Yisurim is gewaldic and it's wonderful, it's an unbelievable gift from above. Yesh behem shlichus miyuchedet. There's this unique mission that you've been given from Hashem. You are handpicked for this job. Vehem ezakakim, and they purify us, they polish us. Metarim, umakarvin oitanu ad kedei dveikus beboira ha'olamim yoisim itoir v'mitzvus. It purifies us. It draws us close to Hashem more than Torah and mitzvahs can draw us close to Hashem. Kafish Hulavil, as we explained about. If I would come to you and tell you there's something in this world, yeah, that is, it's the most unbelievable niflam present from a Kodesh Baruch. And it's a unique mission. Hashem handpicked you for this, and it's going to polish you and purify, and it's going to draw you closer to Hashem, and all the mitzvahs in the Torah could do that. You say, well, can I have something? I said, whatever this is, I want that. Would you daven for it? Sure you daven for it. Question number one first is, so what I have to make ishtadlus to get all these things that I don't have in the physical world? It would be better that I don't worry about my panosa. And a little damp basement, and I eat a few onions and some dry bread. Set up a world, set up your life in such a way that you're overwhelmed with your story. And then well, that would be the first prize. We just said Yisurim is gewaldic. You should pay for them either. As Madualen Lishmor al Briotainu, will he study lasig is called Sachena Gashmi Bashai Yisurim Haim Kochavid? But I have to be healthy. I don't ever get sick and suffer and have bodily tortures, Rahman al Islam or whatever. There's nothing more chaviv than Yisurim. Let's go look for Yisurim. If Derech HaYisurim Yekot Toiva, if the path of Yisurim is so good, if Yisurim HaMetana Kod Nifle, it's such an awesome present, Madu Shelo Navi Yotam al Atzmeini, so why not bring them upon yourself? Why do we daven not to have Yisurim? One second. I want to give you $1 million. You guys say, no, please don't give me $1 million. Please, I don't want $1 million. It's too good. No, it's the best thing in the world. So why don't you go looking for it? Why don't you ask for it at least? Not only that, you're asking not to get it. You don't ask for it, but you're asking not to get it. This is Mashulom Muvan. But do I know of Vakshim Hashenu Mashach Hatosev Rafanecha Hashem, that which we send in front of you? Wipe out with all your mercy, wipe it out. But not with Yisurim. One second, we just spent the last 6 months telling you how wonderful Yisurim are. Why are you having not to get them?
The problem is how we see this movie. We don't know, and why we don't want, because perhaps we are not able to see the good side of
thing. Would you have to? We're talking about people now that have been coming to Pekah Machshava. No, we're talking about us. We're not talking about people. We're talking about this elite group who understand the value of Yisurim. And we understand that it's a gift and that the Chofetz Chaim, it's the music. And Yisurim is the best thing in the world. Why do we daven not to get it? First question is, why don't you go look for it? And second of all, why do you daven not to get it? Okay, so there are a few approaches to this.
It's like, we are not sure that
so then one approach is you can't ask because who says you'll yeah. Pele Yoitz has an interesting approach to this. I don't think he goes with that. Maybe we look in the Pele Yoitz as well. He discusses this as well along those lines, but it's a bit deeper than that. We'll see. So he brings from the Balatanya. Sheshtei drochim nitzbois lifnei ha'adam. A person has two pathways in front of him. We're still going here. He's still good. Sheshtei drochim nitzbois lifnei adam, ubehem tzut shteyem humasugal irchush dveikas b'kodesh bo. via either one of these paths, you can acquire dvekus in Hashem, which is the ultimate. That's what we're looking for. Vahein, derech ha-chaim v'derech ha-mavos. There's the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'm putting in front of you two paths. Derech ha-chaim v'derech ha-mavos. Derech ha-chaim v'shmiyosehi kiyum v'shmir kol ha-teir v'mitzis al kol pratei v'dugdeim. What's a derech ha-chaim? The derech ha-chaim is keeping teir and mitzvah properly, in all the details, in all the ramifications. Ubenaisef is askus po olam hazeh, and at the same time you have to be involved in olam hazeh. Going the derech ha-chaim doesn't mean I go live in a monastery somewhere and I disconnect myself from the physical world. No, you have to be involved in the physical world. You have to makadish the physical world via the cube of mitzvah and teir that we do. That's how we makadish the gashmis. Kiddush Shem Shemayim b'skeinu b'shtelasenu b'averus Hashem b'panosa b'shuzgenu b'shuzgenu. You have to be makadosh Shem Shemayim in your panosa, in your health, in all the things you do. You makadosh Shem Shemayim. That's what we're in the world to do. Derech zehu be'etzem ha'machoven ha'ikri shel ha'briya. That's the obviously the first choice of the briya. Hashem says u'b'chata b'chayim. Zehu mataras ha'briya. That's the goal of the briya. U'kufi shama nisav ha'kodesh bo'ch liyos lo diru b'tachtoinim. Hashem yearned to have a dwelling place in the lower world. Hashem wants us lowly physical beings, burdened by physicality, to mekadesh his name in this world, as we mentioned above. There are a lot of problems on this path. When you get involved in the physical world, yeah, it sticks. It sticks to you. And you stick to it with the barots and the boinas. You get sucked after it. You get drawn after it. It's very hard to go into a perfume factory and come out not smelling. You go into this world, you get that. We know that we saw it. It's very hard not to get, it's very, very hard not to get affected. But so it's a very dangerous thing to do. Each person according to his target. This path is filled with ups and downs. When I used to climb in the Himalayas, you heard of those big mountains there between Tibet and Nepal. So I used to climb there. So there's one thing they all know in those mountains. When you get to the top of a mountain, there's only one way out of there. That's downhill. When you get to the bottom of the mountain, there's only one way to go. And that's up. And it's up and down the whole way. Yeah, you're either going down or you're going up. There's nowhere in the middle. That's love. Lumas derech ha-chaim yishna derech nosefes ha-mabiyah le-dveikas Hashem v'hi derech ha-maves. There's another pathway that brings you to dveikas Hashem, and that's called derech ha-maves. Koru derech ha-yesurim, that's called derech ha-yesurim. V'zerech tzu ha-dveikas Hashem y'gavua yoyse v'yigam betucha yote. It's a higher darga of dveikas, and it's also more certain. The Yisurim separates you from physicality. And it guarantees that he won't get involved in the physical world more than necessary. I'm just going to finish. But on that pathway, the fulfilling and proclaiming the tachlis of the bria doesn't get fulfilled. Hashem wants us in this world and he wants us keeping all the Torahs. When you have Yisurim, it's a little bit difficult there. The chayin kashe adam mutl choyle b'mitoso or kashe hum is yasin Yisurim kashim. When a person's lying on from in bed sick or he's suffering terribly from Yisurim, pamim rabot to potem ikum a Torah. So he could be potem from mitzvah. Nachol? V'tafkidoi b'shah zu l'kaim rak mitzvah achas v'chay behem. He's only got one mitzvah. Love. V'chay behem. You can even mechalal Shabbos. Ulaival isurim nosefes machmas pikuach nefesh. We know that you can do doicha kolatura kula for pikuach nefesh. So you have on the one hand the derech ha-chai, which seems to be the ideal, but it's riddled with dangers. You have the derech ha-mavet, which is much more certain at a much higher level, but it also has its complexity. So we'll see mitzvah tomorrow. We'll start seeing how we mishalev and how we deal with these two parts. When your shoulder's hurting, you're not thinking about the things that are in Memtesh Shari Tuma that you really want. Break your tithes. When you say when you've got a migraine, you're not thinking about Essex on Pony Island. You know what I'm talking about? Huh? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Okay.
When you've got a frozen shoulder, Rahman al-Islam, you're not thinking about where you can get a double cheeseburger. You know what, that's all that's going through your head. When you're suffering, you're an attack from the physical world.
Nice.
You're from the tivers of the physical world. You've been involved in a tiver. A person's been involved in a tiver and running and blah, blah, blah. He's got his addictions and whatever, and then suddenly he gets a big whack. Yeah, he gets a call from the receiver of revenue or the IRS or whatever. But suddenly he realizes, well, you know, maybe I have to step back and reevaluate how I'm spending my day. That's what we mean. For sure, when you've got a headache, all you're thinking about is your body.
That's all you think about.
Correct. But it takes away all the, when it attacks you, it separates you from all the tithes and all the shtus and all the nourishment.